Why is it that people, that meditation teachers, they recommend breath, becoming aware of your breathing as a technique, as a way of meditating? What's the point? What's the purpose? Why not recommend other things as well, right? And there are other recommendations as well, but I think there's something that we can talk about when it comes to recommending breath exercises as meditations, or becoming aware of the breath as a meditation. And I'm going to give you a couple of reasons why. And this could be this episode could be called something like why breath is a teacher or can be a teacher or whatever. Or it could be called something like why why choose breathing as a way of meditating, right? Both are pretty accurate and useful. And both are going to be what we're going to be talking about here, honestly. Because there's value to both points. So the first reason, I think the most accurate, the most valuable one, is that because breath is so everyday, it's pretty much there. Like, if you're not breathing, there's something very wrong, and you have more that you have to worry about than meditating. But for most people, it's pretty much there. It's pretty much something that you're going to be doing anyways. And so it kind of allows a steady anchoring platform to get back to. Whereas, like, if you're meditating on a noise or a mantra or a singing bowl, that can be interesting and useful, and it's not wrong to do it this way, but it's less it's more difficult because it's more impermanent. You know, requires more sounds to be constant and this kind of thing. Whereas breath is something that's pretty much there with you. Another reason why is, I think with breath, there is very little opinions that you have about it. Like, oh, I shouldn't breathe, breathing is wrong. Like, there's no opinions or dislikes or likes about it necessarily. You might not like it because it's boring, but that's one of the reasons why breath is a great teacher, because it teaches you that reality can sometimes be boring, and reality can sometimes not meet your expectations, if not oftentimes not meet your expectations about what reality should be or needs to be or whatever it is, right? So another reason is breath is impermanent. Now, hang on again. You might be thinking, well, you said breath is a steady platform. If it's so steady, then why is it impermanent? Impermanent, right? The answer is because you breathe in. That doesn't last for, it doesn't only, it only lasts so long, like a second or 2 seconds or maybe more. But eventually it ends, right? Then you breathe out, and now that ends. And so the breath can teach you impermanence. It can teach you that with each breath comes another breath. And so it can teach you the cycles of life and how life works and this kind of thing as well. It can teach you impermanence. It can teach you how impermanence works and this kind of thing. Another reason, I think this is kind of more of a personal reason for myself, is it helps you to, it's just kind of hard to put in words, but it helps you to become aware that reality is not going to be as simple as your story about what reality is going to, what reality is. Like, for instance, you might have this idea that, like, reality is this and this and this, and it should be that and this and this and this, whatever the different things are. But then you realize with breath and all this that reality is just not going to be that way. It's going to be messy. It's going to be a little bit more out of control, out of your control, you realize, right? Not that you don't have free will necessarily. You may have free will, you may not. But you don't have as much control over your life as you may realize, right? You know, just try to not breathe for a while and see where that gets you, right? Eventually, you have to start breathing. Even if you purposefully, like, take a breath in and just hold it, eventually, even if you keep doing that for a while, eventually you'll probably pass out and you'll start breathing again. That's kind of thing. But because of the steady anchor-like quality of breath, it's easy to focus on. It's something that's like right there. You don't have to do anything to focus on it. You know, with thoughts, if your goal in meditation is to focus on thoughts and to not judge those thoughts, that's more difficult because your thoughts are things you judge in different ways. Like, oh, this is a bad thought, or this is a good thought, and this is, you know, this is wrong, and this is bad, and this kind of thing. And so it may be a little bit more difficult for you to meditate based on... It may be more difficult to observe your thoughts without judging those thoughts. And so becoming aware of your breath is a good way of overcoming some of those deficiencies. It's not going to be complete because you're still going to mind wander, you're still going to think, but you can... You know, return back to it, and it's a very steady platform. It's very much like an anchoring platform. So, to help you to see some of this, what we're going to do is we're going to do this together. We're going to practice becoming aware of the breath. And you may not see these points right away of doing this, but if you do this long enough, you might start realizing some of these things as well. So, become aware of the breath. Don't try to control it. If you do, you know, just become aware of that, but just become aware of the breath. Don't try to make your deep breaths or anything like this. And just notice. Notice what is happening when you're breathing. Just keep focusing on your breath. And notice how steady you feel versus how you were before you started doing this. And then focus back on the breath again. If your mind wanders, gently return back to focusing on the breath, becoming aware of the breath. notice now how calm you are, how steady you are. And then return back to the breath again. Notice how each breath begins and ends. See if you can notice this without thinking about it. If you have some expectations about what reality should be versus what reality is, notice what reality is and notice how those expectations are not being met. Notice that reality is going to be what it is despite what your expectations are, irregardless of what those expectations are going to be in the future. And you can notice that by becoming aware of the breath, becoming aware of how boring you might think the breath is versus how the breath actually is. Things like this. And just become aware of the breath again without trying to come to any conclusions. What's nice about this is that you can do this anywhere. You know, so many people, they decide to ritualistically do a meditation. Like, oh, I must wake up in the morning, do a meditation for 15 minutes, you know. When I go to bed, do a meditation for another 15 minutes. This isn't really necessary. It's helpful to do this perhaps, but it's not necessary, and I think it's more natural just to periodically throughout your day become aware of your breath while finding a time eventually during the day to become aware of the breath for longer periods, whenever the time will be.
Do I recommend doing meditations in the morning? Perhaps, but they don't have to be 15 minutes. They don't have to be 15 minutes. They can be 2 minutes, and then you do something, and then you do 2 minute stretches of meditations every once in a while until you find time to do deeper periods of meditation. Perhaps the deeper periods of meditation would be morning for you. If that feels natural, if that feels good to do, then do it. If it isn't, and if you're resisting this process, well, you can still do it if you're using it as a teaching platform, but if you are doing that because it's ritualistic for you, and there's no, if it feels like a chore, don't do it in that particular way. Do it in different ways. If the goal of meditation is not to ritualistically do it every 15 minutes, every 15 minutes every day, or 30 minutes every day, or 60 minutes every day. It's to make awareness, which is what meditation is, a daily practice. Something that you do more and more of throughout your life. Something that starts probably at first with just 2 or 3 minutes of meditation per session, and then you can build that up to 5 minutes if that's what you feel like doing, and then 10 minutes and 20 minutes. As long as you're not making this a chore, this has to be something that you are doing because it feels good to do. Because it does. It can make you very happy to do if you dare do this for long enough. And that's another thing that becoming aware of the breath for long enough can teach you, is that you don't need all these shiny new objects to be happy. Oh, I need a phone, I need this, I need that, I need this, this and this and this. All you really need to do is the simple things. Become aware of your breath for 5 minutes, 10 minutes. Is it the most amazing happiness that you've ever experienced? Probably, maybe not, but it's there and it's easy to do. You need not buy the latest iPhones or, you know, do some kind of drug to be happy, whatever it is. It's very simple to become happy right now by just becoming aware of the breath. Another thing you can do too, which is kind of nice to do, is if you feel like doing it for 15 minutes of meditation is a chore. Oh, this is annoying. I don't want to do it for this long. What you can do is you can say, you can change that to, you know, 2 minutes or 3 minutes or even 1 minute, right? Start with 1 minute, right? And then you start breathing. Start noticing your breathing. Start noticing your breathing, and then you say, oh, this is nice. I can do another minute, right? Oh, this still feels good. I want to do another minute, right? Until you feel, well, now it's time to do other things.
But if you say, like, oh, I have to do it in 15 minutes. 15 minutes is my ritual. Like, I have to do it this way. This is my chore. You're going to slog through the process and you're going to be unmotivated to continue meditation. And that's another thing that this can teach you is that the slogging through this is not the goal. The goal is to become aware and to learn to enjoy becoming aware in this way. So what is breath teaching you today? I'm the specialist, and I hope you enjoyed this episode. Oops.